the play-by-play action. Here's the voice of the DJs, Larry Larson.
From Jackie Robinson Ballpark in Daytona Beach, Florida, it's almost time for Dunedin Blue Jays baseball. Tonight, it's game number one of a seven-game series between the DJs and the Daytona Tortugas, the single-A affiliate of the Cincinnati Reds. Howdy, everybody. It's Larry Larson in with you. Glad you're with us on your Tuesday night. And apologies as we're getting on air just maybe a little bit later than usual. As you may have noticed, there have been a few roster moves around the Blue Jays system. So things are a little moving quickly today, you could say. But we shift our focus from trades back to the minor league ball diamond here, at least for now. We'll talk about the Blue Jays' trade deadline moves throughout the broadcast tonight. But the Blue Jays come into this series opener with Daytona with a record of 14-14 in the half. Overall, they are 48-46, 5 games behind the first place Fort Myers Mighty Muscles, who the Blue Jays just lost 4 out of 6 games to last week. Daytona is 46-47 overall. They're 15-12 and currently in playoff position over in the Florida State League East Division. Technically, they're in second place trailing Palm Beach, but Palm Beach has already clinched a playoff spot. So if Daytona stands pat in second place, at least if they finish second to Palm Beach, they will head to the postseason. Last week's series loss dealt a big blow to the Blue Jays' playoff hopes, and that was somewhat reflected in the roster moves that came across the wire before this week's series that, again, we'll talk about throughout the broadcast tonight, but big news off the top, Victor Arias has been promoted to High A Vancouver, a well-deserved promotion for Victor, who was the Blue Jays' best hitter all season long. Not only that, but one of the league's best hitters, third in the league in WRC+, a stat that kind of combines everything you do offensively. And so it checks out. Arias hit for power, was a good on-base guy, stole some bases, did a little bit of everything. And after hitting .279 in 76 games, he is headed up north. And it's not just him. Nick Deschamps, the catcher who was here in Dunedin for 3 seasons, is on his way back to his home country, as is Grant Rogers, member of the Blue Jays starting rotation. So times are a-changing here on the Dunedin Blue Jays roster. Things are going to look a little bit different, including tonight's starting lineup. Let's get it to you right now. No lefties in this starting lineup against the left-handed starting pitcher for Daytona, Nick Sando. Joan Helaponte will lead it off and play center field, batting in that top spot in place of Arias. Arjun Namala, the Blue Jays' number 3 prospect, will bat second and play shortstop. Aaron Parker is the DH tonight, making his pro debut, batting third. Tell you more about him here in a bit. Edward Duran will catch tonight, batting cleanup. Manuel Beltre is the third baseman, batting fifth. Jeuny Munoz is out in right, hitting sixth. Gene Joseph will bat seventh and play the seventh spot in the field, out in left. Drew Jemison is over at first, batting eighth. And Bryce Arnold rounds it out, batting ninth and playing second base. It's time for the anthem here in Daytona. We'll take a listen in and then tell you about Daytona's starting lineup after this.
Can you see by the dawn's early light what so
well-performed rendition of our nation's national anthem has us prepared for baseball tonight in Daytona. It's game one of six between the DJs and the Tortugas. Big week for the Blue Jays here to try and set the tone for the home stretch of the season after a series loss last week to first place Fort Myers. We gave you the DJs starting lineup. How about Daytona's starting lineup and defense behind their starting pitcher, Nick Sando? Yerlin Confidon will lead it off and play left. Carlos Sanchez will bat second and play third base. Sammy Stafura, a strong young prospect in the Red system, will bat third and play shortstop. Ariel Almonte, the league leader in homers, is the DH, batting cleanup. Esmith Pineda is out in right, batting fifth. Connor Burns will do the catching and bat sixth. Malvin Valdez is out in center, hitting seventh. Jack Moss is over at first, batting eighth. And Trey Faltine rounds it out, batting ninth and playing second base. So Nick Sando takes the baseball, opposed by the DJ's right-hander, Ryan Watson. Let's tell you about Sando. Getting a rare starting nod for him. Sando, the lefty at 6'2", 203. He's 23 years old, was signed by the Reds last year as an undrafted free agent out of Santa Clara University. Comes into this one having pitched in 14 games, but this is just his second start of the year. No matter what role he's been in, he's been largely successful. 3.86 ERA and 48 innings of work, 50 strikeouts to 24 walks. He's in the midst of his warm-up tosses right now. His teammates behind him suited up in a pink alternate jersey today, pink pinstripes with pink sleeves, almost kind of that tank top look, with blue numbers trimmed in green and Tortugas across the chest in that green and blue font with home white pants. Blue Jays are suited up in their alternate blue tops. Dunedin D on the left chest with the bird head logo. Split text, numbers in white on the back with traveling gray pants. Bit of a different playing surface here at Jackie Robinson Ballpark, as it's all artificial turf outside of the home plate area and the mound. So the mound and the plate are surrounded by dirt, but everything else is turfed, including where the infield dirt would be. So balls move pretty quick on this infield. You probably won't see or hear, that is, a ton of infield hits this week. We are ready for baseball. Joan Helepunte climbs in the right side. Sando toes the slab, working from the windup. He's got the sign. First pitch on the way. Fastball misses downstairs. And here we go. Right on time at 6:35 Eastern. Helepunte had the day off on Sunday. Bats in an upright stance from the right side. The kick and the pitch. Cut and a miss. On a fastball at 90 on the gun. One ball, one strike. Ponte hitting 199 on the season. The pitch is flied high in the air. Pretty deep to center. Valdez moving back in front of the track. Has room. Makes the one-handed grab, and Ponte is out number one in the first. Base is empty. No score. Just getting started in the top of the first, and Arjun Namala climbs in. Certainly a guy that can get the Blue Jays on the board with one swing, as we saw a handful of times over the last week and a half or so. He homered twice in last week's series against Fort Myers. First pitch to the righty. Fastball misses way outside. It's 1-0. Namala now with 9 homers in his first full season as a pro, which has boosted his OPS to an above-average 723. The pitch. Off speed for the first time tonight from Sando. That was a slider. Misses downstairs. 2 balls, no strikes. Namala in a wide set stance. Waits on the 2-0. And a fastball just misses off the outside black. 3 balls, no strikes. Sando primarily works with a slider-fastball combo. He kicks and delivers. Namala takes all the way, takes up and outside. It's ball 4. And the Blue Jays have their first base runner of the ball game. 1-out walk from Arjun. brings up Aaron Parker for the first time in his pro career. Parker just promoted to the DJs today after being drafted by Toronto in the sixth round of this year's draft out of UC Santa Barbara. So it's a battle between two guys who played their college ball in Cali, and Sando and Parker. Parker, a right-handed batter, first pitch. A high heater, misses outside. Ball one, time called by Connor Burns. And he heads out to chat things over with Sando as he has been missing consistently high. Sando having a hard time finding the zone early. Usually a guy with pretty good command, 24 walks and 48 innings coming into this start. And pitchers, just like all ball players, are creatures of habit. Maybe things are a little bit different for a guy that usually comes out of the bullpen when he gets a starting nod. Could be a contributing factor here. Blue Jays trying to strike first. Top of the first, no score. Namala being held at first. The kick and the pitch is swung on and popped up. First base side towards the Blue Jays dugout. And the first baseman, Jack Moss, makes the catch. Basically in the Blue Jays dugout. Now, the dugouts are real strange here in Daytona because they are very small. However, there are chalk lines on either side of both dugouts on the third and first base side that signify out of play. Because the dugouts are so small, there are players sitting on the outside of the dugout on both sides. Now, Moss caught that ball inside the chalk lines, and based on the ground rules, that out should not count. Umpiring crews getting together now. Seems like a good time to mention that Tyler Vandewater is our home plate umpire, and Austin Mayshak is in the field. Jose Mayorga, Blue Jays manager, got out of the first base dugout and said, "Hey, isn't that ball out of play?" Umpire said, "Ah, good point." So now they're chatting with Daytona manager Julio Murillo near the right-handed batter's box. He seems to agree with whatever's being said. No clear signal up to the box right now, and the call is overturned. So Aaron Parker is going to climb back in there. Talk about a weird first pro at bat. Welcome to the Florida State League, Aaron. Glad to have you. The count is 1-1, the pitch. A swing and a foul tip into Burns' mitt. 1-2. Parker was an excellent hitter this season at UCSB and throughout his career. Had an OPS over 1,000, batting average over 300. The 1-2 is lined into left, right at Yerlin Confidant. He trots back and gloves it for out number two. So it's an F7 for Aaron Parker in his first pro at bat. Two down, Namala on first for Edward Duran, Blue Jays backstop. Now, Parker is a catcher by trade, so it's going to be interesting to see how he splits the time with Edward Duran, who is also considered somewhat of an organizational priority. Left-handed pitcher, right-handed batter, first pitch. Misses low and in, almost hits Edward on a slider. Namala with good stolen base speed over at first. He has not hinted towards second base quite yet. The pitch. A fly ball into center. Valdez moves back. Now comes around it, settles under it, and makes the catch. And the inning is over. Blue Jays get a one-out walk from Arjun Namala, but that's all. Namala left stranded on first, and we're through a half. Blue Jays nothing. Daytona coming up next on the Dunedin Blue Jays Baseball Network. Hey, DJs fans, next time you're at TD Ballpark, be sure to stop by the Jays Shop to stock up on Toronto and Dunedin Blue Jays hats, shirts, and novelty items. The store is open during all home games. Non-game day shopping is available by appointment. And don't forget, you can shop online anywhere in the world at any time by visiting dunedinbluejays.milbstore.com. We'll see you at the shop soon.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Looking for a fun group activity for your business, sports team, church group, or extended family? Look no further than a Dunedin Blue Jays game. We have spaces for any group, from 15 people up to 200. Food and drink packages start at just $17 per person. Packages include a free video board shout-out and a personal attendant for your group space. For more information, visit DunedinBlueJays.com. We'll see you at TD Ballpark soon. Blue Jays nothing, and Daytona due up against Ryan Watson in the bottom of the first inning. Glad you're with us on your Tuesday night. Starting up a seven-game series, and if that sounds funny, it's because it is. Usually the series are six games, sometimes three games, almost never seven games, but one of the games in the first six-game series between these clubs was rained out, so we'll play a doubleheader tomorrow. But first things first tonight, Ryan Watson takes the baseball for the Jays, trying to build on an epic performance last week. 5 2/3 perfect innings before things got derailed with two outs in the sixth. He ended up allowing two earned runs and taking the loss. He'll face Yerlin Confidon, the big lefty, to open up his night. First pitch called strike on a fastball, and it's 0-1. Confidon went 1-for-5 yesterday, rather Sunday, not yesterday. Both teams were off Monday. The pitch is tapped foul, third base side. Quickly 0-2. Daytona coming off a series loss on the road at Jupiter, a particularly brutal week. Lost 4 out of 6. 0-2, check swing from Confidon. He held up on a changeup. One ball, two strikes. Two of those losses for the Tortugas came in extras. Here's the kick in the 1-2. Swing and a miss. He got him. Good changeup buried downstairs from Watson. One batter faced, one strikeout for Ryan. Brings up Carlos Sanchez. Sanchez, another lefty. There are four of them tonight in the Tortugas lineup. Sanchez has played just 24 games this season. Blue Jays didn't see him when Daytona was in Dunedin. First pitch to him. Swing and a foul back into the screen. And it's 0-1. Watson throws a sinking fastball, a cutter, a slider, and a changeup. A fastball in the low to mid-90s. He's a big fellow, looks the part, long and lanky, 6'3", 204. From the third base side, he kicks and tosses. 0-1 pitch is tapped down to third, diving stop from Beltre. Gets up, throws to first, just late. A valiant effort from Manny over at third, a shortstop by trade. Full extension to glove that ball and keep it on the infield, but Sanchez beats it out for an infield single. Forget anything I say. Remember what I said before the game started? Probably won't see many infield singles here. Well, so much for that. Sanchez is a good runner. He's got 5 stolen bases in those 24 games. So here's Sammy Stafura. First pitch to him. Misses low and outside. Duran knocks it down, scrambles to it, and keeps Sanchez over at first base. We've got no score. Bottom of the first. Stafura, the Reds' number 14 prospect, according to MLB Pipeline. Young guy, just 19 years old, drafted by the Reds in the second round last year at a high school in New York. A cold weather state. The pitch, swinging a foul back. One ball, one strike. St- Tafura hitting 259 in 44 games. Just two homers. Doesn't hit for a ton of power, but a really strong on-base guy. 761 OPS. Watson throws over to first. It's late. Sanchez back in with a dive. Drew Jemison is the first baseman tonight. Bryce Arnold playing second. Namala at short. And Beltre, as we mentioned, over at third on the Blue Jays infield. Long pause in the 1-1 from Watson. On the way. It misses down in the dirt on the fastball. Two balls, one strike. From left to right in the outfield, it's Joseph, Aponte, and Munoz. Strong defensive outfield tonight for the Jays. Probably the strength of this team defensively is in the outfield, even now without Victor Arias. There goes the runner. Pitch is a called strike. Throw down. They got him. Carlos Sanchez hosed by Edward Duran. Excellent throw from behind the dish. A good pitch to try and catch a runner on. A fastball just off the outside corner. At least it looked outside from here, but it was a strike. Two balls, two strikes. Two outs now. And the 2-2 to Sammy Stafura. And it swung on and missed strike three. Ryan Watson faces the minimum in the first with two strikeouts. Works around a single to Carlos Sanchez. Ball doesn't leave the infield. And we've got no score through one on the Dunedin Blue Jays Baseball Network. Come out to TD Ballpark all summer long to check out the DJ's daily specials. Tuesdays are TD Tuesdays. Receive a free ticket and a box of popcorn voucher by visiting one of two Clearwater TD locations presented by TD Bank. Every Wednesday is $2 Wednesday. Hot dogs, popcorn, peanuts, and 12-ounce draft beers are all $2. Thursdays feature buy one, get one free margaritas. Celebrate Fridays with Bud Fridays, where select Budweiser products and neutral seltzers are 50% off. Saturdays are Junior J Saturdays, as kids run the bases after the game, and hot dogs are $2. Then on Sundays, kids 12 and under get in free with a Dunedin Downtown Merchant receipt, plus pregame catch on the field. There's something for everybody this season with the Dunedin Blue Jays.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Blue Jays will send up Manny Beltre, Jeuni Munoz, and Gene Joseph in the top of the second inning. No score between Daytona and the DJs. Series opener. Glad you're with us. Beltre climbs in after going 1-for-5 on Sunday to finish off a slow week for him. One of the leaders on this Blue Jays club, hoping to get the bat going this week. First pitch to him, misses outside on a fastball out of the hand of Nick Sando. Back out for his second inning of work. Beltre's average on the year now 235 in 84 games, an everyday guy. The pitch, a heater misses up. Two balls, no strikes. Beltre's weak last week. 3-for-21, did pick up an RBI. The pitch, just outside. Three balls, no strikes. Now the positive in Beltre's week last week, only went 3-for-21, but just three strikeouts. So the problem hasn't been strikeouts, which leads you to believe that maybe a little bit of bad luck is involved. He takes all the way on 3-0. It's called strike. Fastball at the letters. 3-1. Beltre, a top 30 Blue Jays prospect. Here comes the 3-1. It's lined into center. Valdez moves back, settles under it, makes the catch. One down. Four outs for Sando so far, all fly ball outs. Three of them to center. Valdez having a busy inning. Rather a busy start to his night. Brings up Jeyuni Munoz. Right-handed batter, left-handed tosser, first pitch. Swing and a miss. A slider on the inside edge of the plate. It's 0-1. Munoz played on Sunday, went 0-3 with a run driven in. The pitch. Called strike two. Sando went back to the hook. He's well out in front. Blue Jays nothing, Daytona nothing. Visitors second. Here's the 0-2. Munoz bounces it on the infield down to third. Sanchez charges, gloves, throws to first in time. Got Munoz by a step and a half. Two up, two down for Sando in the second. Brings up Gene Joseph. Gene, a 220 hitter. He's hit four bombs. He himself has turned into an everyday guy. 63 games played. First pitch to the right-handed batter. He takes a strike. Fastball paints the outside black, and it's 0-1. Wind is blowing out tonight in Daytona, where it is not a huge ballpark. The pitch misses in the dirt. Joseph lays off. 1-1. 317 down the line and left. That's shallower than average. 325 down the line and right. 400 to dead center. The pitch. Called strike two. Slider from Sando. Clip the outside corner. Joseph calls time. Steps back into the box. Still just 19 years old. Gene. He will be for the rest of the season. Until February, actually. 1-2. He thought about going around. He thought he got hit by a pitch. And home plate umpire Tyler Vandewater is calling that a foul tip strike three. Joseph thought he got hit with the pitch. Vandewater said, nope, that hit your bat. And it went right into Burns' mitt, so it's strike three, and the inning is over. Blue Jays go down in order. We go to the home second. No score on the Dunedin Blue Jays Baseball Network. Want to wear the same hats your favorite DJs wear? Check out our brand new light blue alternate cap for the 2024 season. The hat is available in four styles: fitted, flex fit, adjustable, and youth adjustable. There are options for the whole family. Get your new alternate cap in-store at TD Ballpark or online at DunedinBlueJays.MILBStore.com. Looking for a fun group activity for your business, sports team, church group, or extended family? Look no further than a Dunedin Blue Jays game. We have spaces for any group, from 15 people up to 200. Food and drink packages start at just $17 per person. Packages include a free video board shout-out and a personal attendant for your group space. For more information, visit DunedinBlueJays.com. We'll see you at TD Ballpark soon. Hey, DJs fans. Next time you're at TD Ballpark, be sure to stop by the Jays shop to stock up on Toronto and Dunedin Blue Jays hats, shirts, and novelty items. The store is open during all home games. Non-game day shopping is available by appointment. And don't forget, you can shop online anywhere in the world at any time by visiting DunedinBlueJays.MILBStore.com. We'll see you at the shop soon. As the sun tries to fight its way through the clouds, we go to the bottom of the second inning in Daytona. No score between the Jays and the Tortugas. First pitch to Ariel Almonte. Misses down. Ball one. Each team has had a base runner so far. No runs to show for it. Pitch to Almonte. A big swing and a foul back. 1-1. Almonte, probably a name that diehard DJs fans recognize because he's the name on the leaderboard above Christian Feliz in the home run column. He rolls one down to third, rather at first. Drew Jemison gobbles it up, takes it to the bag himself. Three unassisted for out number one. Brings up E. Smith Pineda. Pineda, a right-handed batter, went 2-for-5 with a homer on Sunday. Hitting 192 on the year, though. Righty on righty. And the first pitch from Ryan Watson on the way. It's fouled off the first base side. Over the grandstand, out of play. And it's 0-1. Pineda playing his 71st game of the season here tonight. He's got some good pop. But can be characterized as an all-or-nothing hitter. 78 strikeouts. Pitch. Over the plate, but low. Blue Jays catcher Edward Duran held it for an extra second. He thought it clipped the bottom of the zone. Looked good from here. The pitch is fouled off Pineda's foot. It rolled fair down to third, but it bounced off Pineda's foot first. One ball, two strikes. Now you might be wondering, hey, what about that computer strike zone? That's not the case this week. There is no ABS system here at Jackie Robinson Ballpark because the ballpark is on the older side. It's been here for quite a long time. There is no place to put that technology, at least yet. I'm sure they're working on it. So it's just the human strike zone all week long. No challenges either. After Pineda takes some time, he's back into the box for the 1-2. And he takes a slider outside. Two balls, two strikes. So it's Tyler Vandewater tonight, all by himself. 2-2. It's popped up the opposite way into shallow right. Arnold glides out. He's under it and puts a squeeze on it. Two down. Brings up Connor Burns. Nobody on for him. No score. Bottom two. Burns, a strong defensive catcher. Known for his defense behind the plate more than his bat. Righty on righty, first pitch. Misses low and outside. It's 1-0. Burns with a 195 average. Seven homers, including one against the Jays. 647 OPS. The 1-0 is lifted out of play, first base side. One ball, one strike. Watson working efficiently so far. He rocks and fires, and Burns ducks out of the way of a slider. Didn't slide much. Two balls, one strike. The pitch. Is flied into center. Aponte motoring back, still going back. He reaches out, can't get it. Bounces on the warning track and over the wall for a double. Burns mashed that ball off the bat. 103 on the exit velo. And Daytona has a man in scoring position with two outs in the second inning. They're trying to strike first. We've got no score. And here's Malvin Valdez. Valdez didn't start on Sunday, participated as a pinch runner. First pitch, grounded up the middle and through the middle into center for a base hit. Burns rounds third, he scores with ease. And Malvin Valdez comes through, Daytona on the board first. Throw to the infield, gets away, Valdez to second. He's in there safely. So Valdez pounces on the first pitch and then a little heads-up base running to make it to second. Trades places with Burns. 1-0 Tortugas in the second. Brings up Jack Moss. Big, tall, left-handed batter. Moss at 6'5". First pitch from the righty, Watson. Misses downstairs. Durant snares it. Almost trickled through the wickets there. It's 1-0. Now looking at Daytona's offensive numbers, near the bottom of the league in most categories, but then you flip over to the other side. Pitch fouled off. 1-1. They're near the top of the league in most pitching categories. So it's really been their pitching that has buoyed this club to a record just one game under 500, but they've played well here in the second half, 15-12. Moss hitting 265 himself without a homer. Watson spins and throws to second. It's late. Daytona hitting 226 as a team, which is ahead of the Blue Jays. We're only hitting 217 on the year. The pitch. Just off the inside corner. Close, but it's a ball. 2-1. There are going to be some pitches this week, especially over the weekend, that you think, the Blue Jays might have challenged that one if we weren't in Daytona. 2-1. Is tapped foul on the first base side. Evens the count. 2-2. Moss, a native of Colorado, drafted by the Reds in the 11th round at Texas A&M. Played his freshman season at Arizona State before transferring for his final two seasons with the Aggies. 2-2. Misses in the dirt. Duran knocks it down. Once again, keeps Valdez at second base. Runs it full, 3-2. Daytona with a run in. They lead 1-0, bottom of the second. Moss in a closed stance from the left side, ever so slightly. Payoff pitch is grounded the opposite way. It's past Valdez, past Beltre into left. Throw to the plate as Valdez rounds third is late. Now Moss is in a rundown. Chase back to first. Throw to Jemison. He chases him towards second. And Bryce Arnold applies the tag. And Moss is out number three. But he collects an RBI single. That makes it a two spot for Daytona in the second inning. And they claim stake on a 2-0 lead as we head to the third inning on the Dunedin Blue Jays Baseball Network.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Come out to TD Ballpark all summer long to check out the DJ's daily specials. Tuesdays are TD Tuesdays. Receive a free ticket and a box of popcorn voucher by visiting one of two Clearwater TD locations presented by TD Bank. Every Wednesday is $2 Wednesday. Hot dogs, popcorn, peanuts, and 12-ounce draft beers are all $2. Thursdays feature buy one, get one free margaritas. Celebrate Fridays with Bud Fridays, where select Budweiser products and neutral seltzers are 50% off. Saturdays are Junior J Saturdays, as kids run the bases after the game, and hot dogs are $2. Then on Sundays, kids 12 and under get in free with a Dunedin Downtown Merchant receipt, plus pregame catch on the field. There's something for everybody this season with the Dunedin Blue Jays. On to the third inning in Daytona. Ryan Watson and the Jays cough up two runs in the bottom of the second inning on RBIs from Valdez and Moss. So the Blue Jays now looking to respond against Nick Sando. It'll be Drew Jemison, Bryce Arnold, and Joan Helaponte here. And Drew Jemison has been called for a pitch timer violation. So it's 0-1. First pitch to him. Slider, called strike, outside corner. So what do you know? It's 0-2 on Drew. Was also called for a pitch timer violation on Sunday when he went 1-for-3. The 0-2 now. Swing and a miss, strike three. How about a two-pitch strikeout for Nick Sando for his second strikeout of the night? One down, base is empty for Bryce Arnold. Baseball in 2024. A two-pitch strikeout is possible. Arnold climbs in, first pitch to the righty. Fastball misses outside, ball one. Arnold played on Sunday, went hitless, 0-for-4 with two Ks. The pitch is fisted into shallow left. Confidant ranges towards center, takes a few steps in, and snags it. Two down. Ball just keeps on flying for the Jays off the bat, but they just have not been able to barrel it up in the air. A lot of fly ball outs. Here's the top of the lineup in Aponte. Two zip Daytona. This is interesting with Sando pitching to contact for fly balls. First pitch to Aponte. Called strike. It's 0-1. Because a big part of the reason why Daytona has been so successful as a pitching staff is because of how few fly balls they let up. 0-1, a big swing comes up empty from Aponte. It's 0-2. Daytona's ground ball to fly ball ratio is the best in the league. 0-2. Aponte lifts it foul, first base side, out of play. Clinks off the grandstand roof. We'll have another 0-2. So that number, that ground ball to fly ball ratio, has led Daytona to a 3.46 ERA, second best in the league. And Sando pours in a slider for a called strike on the back door. Aponte goes down looking, and the Blue Jays go down 1-2-3 in the visitors' third inning. We move to the bottom of the third. Score holds 2-0 Daytona on the Dunedin Blue Jays Baseball Network. Hey, DJs fans. Next time you're at TD Ballpark, be sure to stop by the Jays Shop to stock up on Toronto and Dunedin Blue Jays hats, shirts, and novelty items. The store is open during all home games. Non-game day shopping is available by appointment. And don't forget, you can shop online anywhere in the world at any time by visiting DunedinBlueJays.MILBStore.com. We'll see you at the shop soon.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Looking for a fun group activity for your business, sports team, church group, or extended family? Look no further than a Dunedin Blue Jays game. We have spaces for any group, from 15 people up to 200. Food and drink packages start at just $17 per person. Packages include a free video board shout-out and a personal attendant for your group space. For more information, visit DunedinBlueJays.com. We'll see you at TD Ballpark soon. Blue Jays trail Daytona 2-0 as we go to the bottom of the third inning in the series opener this week. Ryan Watson back out, trying to bounce back after surrendering two runs on three hits in the second. First pitch to Trey Faltine. He has a called strike on a fastball. It's 0-1. We would say no, the crowd's not going nuts for Trey Faltine, but the fact of the matter is we don't know what they're cheering about. 0-1. Misses low and outside. One ball, one strike. The press box here is situated literally on top of the grandstand in a shipping tank container type setup. 1-1 is lined out of play, first base side, 1-2. So we are on top of the grandstand. We can't see or really hear what's going on down below us. It sounds like maybe they're trying to start the wave. Again, that's just based on all audio clues. 1-2. Faltine swings and misses. Strike three. And Ryan Watson collects his third strikeout of the night. Sets down the 191 hitter in Faltine. One way in the bottom of the third brings up Yerlin Confidant, the leadoff man. Confidant struck out his first time. First pitch from Watson. Confidant takes down and outside. It's 1-0. The Daytona team has some big dudes. I don't think I'd want to play them in pickup basketball. 1-0. Confidant takes low on a fastball. 2-0. Confidant at 6'2", but from up here, looks a little bit bigger than that. 215. Maybe he could play a stretch three. Pitch is tapped on the first base side. Watson hustles to it. Bare hands, jumps, throws to first, and he's out. Got him by about a step. A tricky play from Watson because of the angle of that throw. Did a nice job getting off the mound in plenty of time. And Confidant, as we mentioned, big dude, doesn't move particularly well. So Watson kind of had to jump and throw that ball over Confidant and got it to Drew Jemison, who he himself isn't particularly big. So a smaller target over a big target. Here's Carlos Sanchez. The lefty grounds it foul towards his teammates outside of the third base dugout. Sent them all scrambling. It's 0-1. 2-0 Daytona. Bottom of the third. Sanchez singled his first time. The pitch misses low and in. He jumps out of the way. Fastball at 89. 1-1. Talking about all these unique features here at Jackie Robinson Ballpark, it is a very nice change of pace from the rest of the league. 1-1 misses outside. 2-1. Most of the time we're playing our games at big league spring training stadiums. Well, Cincinnati's big league spring training site is in Arizona. It's across the country. So this is just a good old-fashioned minor league park. 2-1. Misses low. 3-1. Emphasis on old-fashioned. The third base seats are just a one massive grandstand. It almost looks like a football stadium on that side. Hitters count, 3-1 from Watson. Swing and a miss. Challenged him on a fastball, well located on the outside corner. Runs it full, 3-2. Stadium named after Jackie Robinson because he played here on his way to breaking the color barrier with the Dodgers. Payoff pitch. That one's outside. It's 4. Sanchez reaches on a 2-out walk. He's reached twice. Brings up Sammy Stafura. Daytona with 2 runs on 4 hits. No errors. Jays with 2 runs on 0 hits. 1 error. On that throw that allowed Malvin Valdez to reach second base last inning. Righty on righty, first pitch to Stafura. He cuts and misses on the first offer. It's 0-1. In addition to the ballpark itself, some nice views beyond the outfield wall. 0-1. Fastball in on the hands, back Stafura off the plate. 1-1. There's also a bridge that crosses, I almost want to say the bay. I don't know what the proper geographical term for that body of water is. I'm told it's a river as the pitch is flied into center. Aponte shades towards right and makes the grab, and the inning is over. So just beyond the banks of the river, its score remains 2-0 Daytona as we're through three on the Dunedin Blue Jays Baseball Network. Come out to TD Ballpark all summer long to check out the DJ's daily specials. Tuesdays are TD Tuesdays. Receive a free ticket and a box of popcorn voucher by visiting one of two Clearwater TD locations presented by TD Bank. Every Wednesday is $2 Wednesday. Hot dogs, popcorn, peanuts, and 12-ounce draft beers are all $2. Thursdays feature buy one, get one free margaritas. Celebrate Fridays with Bud Fridays, where select Budweiser products and neutral seltzers are 50% off. Saturdays are Junior J Saturdays, as kids run the bases after the game, and hot dogs are $2. Then on Sundays, kids 12 and under get in free with a Dunedin Downtown Merchant receipt, plus pregame catch on the field. There's something for everybody this season with the Dunedin Blue Jays.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Blue Jays offense with some work to do, trailing 2-0 as we head to the top of the fourth. First game of seven this week between the DJs and the Daytona Tortugas. Thanks for coming along on the ride with us. Arjun Namala climbs in to open the inning against Nick Sando. Namala worked a walk in the first. First pitch to him. Fastball misses high, ball one. Good to see Namala work a walk, albeit four-pitch one where Sando really couldn't find the zone much. He's settled in since. 1-0. Namala lays off. Fastball down near the shins. Two balls, no strikes. Arjun has done some really nice things, and it's been clear that he's made some progress since he had that stint on the development list and with the FCL club, but the strikeout numbers remain high. 2-0. Fastball outside. Three balls, no strikes. And that's going to be a big focus for Arjun. I'm sure it already is. Just cutting down on those Ks while keeping the pop. 3-0. Fastball called strike. Outside half of the plate. 3-1. Real easy for us to say, right? Oh, this guy needs to strike out less. How do you do that? This is pro baseball. It's hard. Hitters count. 3-1. Namala pops it up. Into shallow right, down the line. Moss ranges out. So does the second baseman, Faultine. And instead, it's the right fielder, Pineda, who calls everybody off and makes the catch. Here's Aaron Parker. Daytona 2, DJ's nothing. Top of the fourth. Parker making his pro debut tonight, 0-1 with a fly out to left. Catcher by trade, DH tonight. First pitch to the righty. It is called strike. Slider from Sando. A pitch that so far this season he throws more than his four-seam fastball. 0-1. It is popped up out of play on the first base side. Quickly 0-2 on Parker. Had the chance to meet Aaron before the ball game. And asked him, I need jitters, a little bit nervous for your pro debut. And he said, honestly, I'm a lot more comfortable than I thought I'd be. With the nerves calmed, he waits on the 0-2. And takes way outside. One ball, two strikes. Parker said the most nervous he's ever been for a game was his debut on the Cape. In the Cape Cod Baseball League, which makes sense. 1-2, swing and a miss. That's strike three. Sando buried the slider downstairs. Parker went fishing. Two up, two down, and the visitor's fourth. Base is empty for Edward Duran. Fourth strikeout for Sando. Sando at 42 pitches. This could be the end of his night. First pitch to Duran. Misses outside, ball one. Sando has been stretched out to as many as 60 pitches this season, but again, he's a bullpen guy most of the time. This is just his second start. The pitch. Called strike at the knees. Off speed there from Sando. Changeup. It is indeed. 1-1. Misses downstairs. Two balls, one strike. So in addition to whoever is out there in the ether listening, we've also got Jeff, the TrackMan operator here in Daytona, along for the ride with us, sharing the booth. So it's nice to know I'm not talking to myself for 3 hours every night this week. 2-1 is bounced foul. Third base side. Nice play from Matt Von Romer down there. He scans the crowd, finds somebody he wants to throw it to, and hits a young man right in the hands. About five rows back in the grandstand. Two balls, two strikes on Edward. Calls time, steps out of the box, stretches out a little bit. Struts back in. Edward with a new jersey tonight, wearing number 40 instead of his usual number 12. 2-2. Fastball misses high. Runs it full, 3-2. Why he's wearing that jersey? Who knows? He widens his stance with two strikes. Here comes the payoff pitch. It's popped up first base side, slicing out of play. As Moss gives it a look. Floats into a group seating area over there. There's a good handful of them around the ballpark. They've gotten creative. There's even one underneath the grandstand. Or maybe that's just an ice cream stand. It's sponsored by an ice cream company. Payoff pitch. It's a called strike three. Duran knew it. Fastball spotted up on the inside edge. And Nick Sando, once again, for the third straight inning, sets the Blue Jays down 1-2-3. The Southpaw has five strikeouts, and the Blue Jays have no runs, trailing 2-0. Going to the bottom of the fourth on the Dunedin Blue Jays Baseball Network. Want to wear the same hats your favorite DJs wear? Check out our brand new light blue alternate cap for the 2024 season. The hat is available in four styles: fitted, flex fit, adjustable, and youth adjustable. There are options for the whole family. Get your new alternate cap in store at TD Ballpark or online at DunedinBlueJays.MILBStore.com. Looking for a fun group activity for your business, sports team, church group, or extended family? Look no further than a Dunedin Blue Jays game. We have spaces for any group, from 15 people up to 200. Food and drink packages start at just $17 per person. Packages include a free video board shout-out and a personal attendant for your group space. For more information, visit DunedinBlueJays.com. We'll see you at TD Ballpark soon. Hey, DJs fans, next time you're at TD Ballpark, be sure to stop by the Jays Shop to stock up on Toronto and Dunedin Blue Jays hats, shirts, and novelty items. The store is open during all home games. Non-game day shopping is available by appointment. And don't forget, you can shop online anywhere in the world at any time by visiting DunedinBlueJays.MILBStore.com. We'll see you at the shop soon. Bottom of the fourth inning, first pitch from Ryan Watson to Ariel Almontes. Skied into left, Gene Joseph trails towards the line, makes the catch. One pitch, one out for Ryan Watson. And the bottom of the fourth as the Blue Jays trail at 2-0 to Daytona. Here's E. Smith Pineda. In case you're just joining us, maybe a little bit late. First of all, thank you. Second of all, two runs for Daytona in the second is the difference. First pitch to Pineda, tapped foul, 0-1. RBIs from Malvin Valdez and Jack Moss, both on singles, with two outs. 0-1 pitch. Misses inside and clips Pineda. It's a hit by pitch. Pineda tried to jump out of the way. It's a sweeping slider, didn't sweep quite enough. And Pineda is aboard. Brings up Connor Burns. Burns doubled his first time. A ground rule double over the wall and center. A laser off his bat, over 100 on the exit velo. First pitch. He takes called strike. It's 0-1. We're talking about Burns in his first AB, about his defense as a catcher. A lot of people think that this is a guy who could have a gold glove in his future. That good behind the plate. 0-1. A sprayed foul, first base side out of play. Quickly 0-2. Now when your glove is that good at a premium position, especially catcher, you don't have to hit 300 to make it to the big leagues. You don't even have to hit 250. Sometimes not even 225. If you can hit your weight, should be enough to do it. 0-2. Misses low and away. Burns takes. One ball, two strikes. Daytona trying to add to a 2-0 advantage. Home half of the fourth. Watson gives a look over at first base at Pineda, being held by Jemison. 1-2 pitch. Is flied into center. Aponte moving back again in front of the track, makes the catch. Pineda chased back to first. And Burns is set down for out number two. Here's Malvin Valdez. Watson's pitch count at 53. He's a guy who's been fully extended and went six innings his last time out. Last Tuesday was an outing to remember for him. First pitch to Valdez. It is chopped down to third. Beltre charges, gloves, throws the short way to second base in time for the force. And Watson works around the hit by pitch to Pineda. Tosses up a zero on the line score in the bottom of the fourth. And the score holds. Daytona 2, Blue Jays nothing, through 4 on the Dunedin Blue Jays Baseball Network.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Come out to TD Ballpark all summer long to check out the DJ's daily specials. Tuesdays are TD Tuesdays. Receive a free ticket and a box of popcorn voucher by visiting one of two Clearwater TD locations presented by TD Bank. Every Wednesday is $2 Wednesday. Hot dogs, popcorn, peanuts, and 12-ounce draft beers are all $2. Thursdays feature buy one, get one free margaritas. Celebrate Fridays with Bud Fridays, where select Budweiser products and neutral seltzers are 50% off. Saturdays are Junior J Saturdays, as kids run the bases after the game, and hot dogs are $2. Then on Sundays, kids 12 and under get in free with a Dunedin Downtown Merchant receipt, plus pregame catch on the field. There's something for everybody this season with the Dunedin Blue Jays. Blue Jays are without a hit through four innings, and Daytona is going to go to the bullpen here. Nick Sando, the lefty starter, is out. He gives way for Jose Montero, the righty, as the Jays trail 2-0. First pitch to Manny Beltre, misses high on a slider from Montero. It's 0-1, rather 1-0. Beltre 0-1. The pitch is fouled off his front ankle, and Manny hits the deck in pain. He's down on all fours in front of the plate, and he pulls himself back to his feet, gingerly trying to walk it off. Ouch. Manny has a pretty sizable shin guard, and he's pointing to his shin right above where that shin guard ends. That's how it always goes. Trying to put some weight on it. Now tapping his feet around. He'll be able to stay in the game after he shakes it off a bit, but that never gets easier. Guys fouling pitches off their feet, their ankles, their shins. Anywhere. Never feels good. So it's one ball, one strike. The details on Montero are good. He's a guy who split time between the bullpen and the rotation. In fact, the brunt of his work this season has come in the rotation. 18 appearances, 13 starts. The 1-1 misses down and outside. Fastball at 94. So a bit of a change of pace from Sando. A few more ticks on the fastball. Here's the 2-1. Beltre bounces it foul towards that third base dugout. Very short third base dugout. Looking down into Daytona's dugout, looks like more players are sitting outside the dugout than in it. And that feels pretty dangerous. For the Blue Jays, most of their guys are in the dugout or maybe down in the bullpen. The 2-2 is waved at and missed, strike three. Manny chased a slider off the outside corner. He's down on strikes for out number one in the top of the fifth. Third straight strikeout for Blue Jays hitters after Sando finished his day with five of them. Here's Jeyoni Munoz. Daytona leads 2-0, top of the fifth. Blue Jays without a hit. First pitch. Munoz swings and misses, and it's 0-1. If you're the Blue Jays, you might be thinking, not again. They got a case of the Tuesdays. Because last Tuesday, they were no hit. 0-1, a swing and a miss on a slider. It's 0-2. Granted, a big fat asterisk next to that because it was only six innings. Rain shortened. 0-2. Munoz taps it towards the hole at short. Backhanded by Stafura. Throw to first. Down the money. Two down. Brings up Gene Joseph. That was a really weird game for a lot of reasons, that series opener with Fort Myers, but that was one of them. Ryan Watson with those 5 2/3 perfect innings, but then he got the loss. Ugh. First pitch to Gene, just misses off the inside edge. Fastball. 1-0. Gene struck out swinging against Sando, awkwardly. Pitch misses way outside. Tried the corner and missed, as Bob Uecker might say. And Major League, two balls, no strikes. Gene rocks back and forth the pitch. Swung on and foul tipped. Two balls, one strike. Get to the final line. Nick Sando here. A good one. Four innings, no hits, no runs, one walk, five strikeouts. He will not be eligible for the win. 2-1. Misses low. Three balls, one strike. Blue Jays, one more miss from Montero away from their first base runner since the first inning. Montero from the wind, first base side. He kicks and fires. And Joseph dribbles it back to the mound, stabbed by Montero. He gathers and throws to first in time. And again, the Blue Jays go down 1-2-3. We head to the bottom of the fifth. Score remains 2-0 Daytona on the Dunedin Blue Jays Baseball Network. Hey, DJs fans. Next time you're at TD Ballpark, be sure to stop by the Jays shop to stock up on Toronto and Dunedin Blue Jays hats, shirts, and novelty items. The store is open during all home games. Non-game day shopping is available by appointment. And don't forget, you can shop online anywhere in the world at any time by visiting dunedinbluejays.milbstore.com. We'll see you at the shop soon.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Looking for a fun group activity for your business, sports team, church group, or extended family? Look no further than a Dunedin Blue Jays game. We have spaces for any group from 15 people up to 200. Food and drink packages start at just $17 per person. Packages include a free video board shout out and a personal attendant for your group space. For more information, visit DunedinBlueJays.com. We'll see you at TD Ballpark soon. We've got somewhat of a pitcher's duel on our hands on a beautiful Tuesday night for baseball in Daytona Beach, Florida. It's the Daytona Tortugas 2 and our DJs nothing as we go to the bottom of the fifth. Ryan Watson back out there for the Jays. He'll square off against 8-9-1. And the Tortugas lineup starting with Jack Moss. Drove in a run on a single back in the second inning. First pitch is foul tipped. Off Edward Duran, and it's 0-1. So the only damage in this game, really for either team, coming in that second inning, two runs on three hits for the Tortugas. Outside of that, Watson has been good. He's pounded the zone. That's what you expect from him. A college veteran arm has never walked a lot of guys. 0-1 fouled back, and it's 0-2. That's even more impressive when you consider Watson's frame, long limbs, long levers, as scouts say. Sometimes guys like that kind of struggle to command those levers, and that's not the case for Watson. 0-2 misses low and away, one ball, two strikes. Watson with long brown hair flowing out of the back of his blue cap. He's got the sign from Duran. The pitch is rolled foul on the first base side. One ball, two strikes still. If Watson can go six innings again here for the Jays, that would certainly be ideal with the doubleheader coming up tomorrow. It's rare you get to plan for a doubleheader, but here we are. 1-2. Lined into shallow left, Joseph in. He dives and makes the catch. Gene Joseph plucks one off the turf and takes a hit away from Jack Moss. One down. Joseph flashing the leather in the outfield once again, just doing what he does. Here's Trey Faltine. Struck out swinging his first time, first pitch. He has a called strike, and it's 0-1. 2-0 Daytona. And the bottom of the fifth. Lights have been flipped on here at Jackie Robinson Ballpark. Not yet taking much of an effect. The pitch. Just off the outside corner. Close. A little bit low. One ball, one strike. Watson with a breath. He twists and deals. And misses down and outside. That one not as close. On the cutter. Watson working on adding that cutter to his repertoire. He said before his first start with the Jays a few weeks ago that that's a new pitch for him, but he had a good feeling about it. 2-1 is flied high in the air to center. Aponte back. He's got room. Front of the track. Makes the catch head high. And that's out number two. Faltine just missed that one. Gave it a ride, but he's allowed out number two. And here's the top of the lineup in Yerlin Confidant. No action in the Blue Jays bullpen. Blue Jays trail 2-0 in the fifth. Confidant 0-for-2 in the leadoff spot with strikeout and ground out. Back to Watson. First pitch to the lefty. A check swing. It's called strike either way. Fastball in the inner half. It's 0-1. Confidant in an open stance. 0-1 to him. Fastball called strike on the outside corner. So Watson first goes inside, then he goes outside. Where does he go with the 0-2 pitch? Let's find out. 0-2. There's a called strike three. Slider locked him up at the knees, and the inning is over. Ryan Watson works at 1-2-3, and we clip along to the sixth. It's still 2-0 Daytona on the Dunedin Blue Jays Baseball Network. Come out to TD Ballpark all summer long to check out the DJ's daily specials. Tuesdays are TD Tuesdays. Receive a free ticket and a box of popcorn voucher by visiting one of two Clearwater TD locations presented by TD Bank. Every Wednesday is $2 Wednesday. Hot dogs, popcorn, peanuts, and 12-ounce draft beers are all $2. Thursdays feature buy one, get one free margaritas. Celebrate Fridays with Bud Fridays, where select Budweiser products and neutral seltzers are 50% off. Saturdays are Junior J's Saturdays, as kids run the bases after the game, and hot dogs are $2. Then on Sundays, kids 12 and under get in free with a Dunedin Downtown Merchant receipt, plus pregame catch on the field. There's something for everybody this season with the Dunedin Blue Jays.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Blue Jays trail 2-0 as we go to the top of the sixth. First pitch to Drew Jemison is hooked into the corner and left. It drops fair off the wall. Jemison motors around first, heading into second. The throw is late. Drew Jemison has the Blue Jays' first hit of the ball game. It's a leadoff double in the top of the sixth. Didn't even have to mention the fact the Blue Jays were being no-hit here in the sixth. Jemison says, forget that. Cancel a postgame show. Blue Jays are the man in scoring position for Bryce Arnold with no outs in the sixth against Jose Montero out for his second inning of work. Jemison really just missed a homer there. First pitch to Bryce. Fastball called strike. 0-1. Bryce flied out to left fielder Confidant back in the third. 0-1. He waves and misses. Hard slider off the outside corner. Was not in the zone. And it's 0-2 on Bryce. He's driven in 25 runs on the season. Blue Jays could use a 26th right here, trying to jumpstart this offense. Here's the 0-2. Bryce learned his lesson, laid off that slider. One ball, two strikes. Wind breezing out to center, as indicated by the American flag. Just on the right field side of center. 1-2, fouled back. play some ping pong off the grandstand. Sounds like somebody got a souvenir. And much like you, we too are using our imagination for who got it. One, two. Bryce taps it foul, third base side. Good battle here. Bryce walks a big circle around home plate. Back into the box. Might have got a piece of his foot. No visible pain. Montero nods at the sign from Burns. Gives a look out at Jemison and fires. Arnold fouls it off again. Still one and two. Luckily for us, there's a net right in front of our booth. If that weren't the case, foul balls popped straight up. Could come with a little hair on it right into the booth. That might be dangerous. Another 1-2. Check swing from Bryce. He went strike three. Slider fooled him. It's a nasty pitch from Montero. Hard to lay off. Arnold's out number one in the sixth. Jemison still on second base after a leadoff two-bagger. Here's Joan Heliponte. It's the Blue Jays battle to get on the board. Trailing 2-0. First pitch to Aponte. Misses low, ball one. Aponte has now been thrust into the leadoff role, and I imagine that's something that's going to be shifting around a little bit over these next few weeks now that Victor Arias was the Blue Jays' leadoff man primarily, is now up in Vancouver, 1-0. Called strike. Slider paints the outside black. It's 1-1. And you look at Arias' numbers, and you might think, that's probably a guy you want batting third, but if a guy settles into his spot, you got to ride the hot hand. 1-1. Misses down. Two balls, one strike. And Arias was pretty much an everyday leadoff guy for the Jays. Sometimes he'd bat second. That's one thing that Jose Mayorga, Blue Jays manager, is really good at, is picking up who's hot, who's not, who needs a confidence boost to move up in the lineup. 2-1, Aponte rips and misses on that slide piece. Two balls, two strikes. Sometimes even when guys are slumping, Mayo will move him up a few spots. Or after a good game, a guy will move up from the 8 spot to the 2 spot or something like that. 2-2 is cracked down on the ground to shortstop. Stafura fielded cleanly, sidearms to first in time. Jemison advances to third. As the Blue Jays have their first run of the ball game 90 feet away. Two down for Arjun Namala. And a 2-0 Daytona lead in the sixth. First pitch to Arge, runs inside and it hit him, and it also hit the home plate umpire. Trey Vandewater got a little collateral damage there. The fastball ran inside, glanced off Namala's elbow guard, and then ran up and in on the home plate umpire. So the Blue Jays have men on the corners now with two outs for Aaron Parker. He's got a chance to endear himself to his new teammates. Mala reaches for the second time tonight. And Parker's into the box. He's 0 for 2. Fly out to left, swinging strikeout. Righty on righty. And the first pitch. Misses in, ball one. How about these numbers on Parker this season as a gaucho at UCSB? 379. And a 1,091 OPS with 12 homers as an everyday catcher. Those are numbers you just do not see in professional ball, even from the best of the best at the big league level. Not impossible, but almost. Time called. Connor Burns wants to talk things over with Jose Montero. They have a quick chat. Count is 1-0 on Parker. Montero sets at the belt and fires. Parker with a rip and a miss. On a slider, 1-1. Parker with a black bat with a real thick knob on the bottom. The pitch. This is low and in. 2-1. He's already got some blue cleats. It matches alternate blue jersey perfectly. That Blue Jays blue. 2-1. He lays off the slider down and outside. 3-1. Hitter's count for a great pure hitter. Montero reads the sign. Here comes the 3-1. Parker fists it. Shallow right center. It dumps down for a hit. Jemison scores from third base. Namala moves from first to third. And Aaron Parker has his first hit as a pro. Save that baseball. It's an RBI single, and the Blue Jays are on the board. It's now 2-1 in the sixth. Not cheering you here, that's the Blue Jays dugout. Blue Jays now 90 feet away from tying this thing up. Edward Duran steps in. It's a righty-on-righty matchup. First pitch. Fastball misses low, 1-1. Blue Jays now with two hits, both here in this sixth. Montero chucks, and Duran takes low and outside. 2-0. Duran's average at 237 on the season, although his second half has been a little bit better. 263 coming into action tonight. And where he's been so valuable this year is walking more than he's struck out. Or about the same amount. For at least a while, he was walking more than he struck out. 2-0. Fastball finds the corner. Called strike. Duran not a fan of that call. Kind of tilting his head, saying, hey, I'd love if we got that call. 2-0. The pitch is lined out of play. First base side. 2-2. Mala on third. Parker over at first. Watching the signs from Matt Von Romer, Blue Jays third base coach. Signs that he's probably still learning. 2-2. Line drive. It floats foul over the third baseman, Sanchez, towards Daytona's bullpen. One of those that's just enough to make you hold your breath, but Duran was just out in front. Montero gets a fresh baseball, nods at the sign from Burns, sets, and fires. Duran lines it pretty hard to center. Valdez twisting back in front of the track. He reaches up, makes the grab, and the inning is over. But not before the Blue Jays collect their first hit and their first run. A double from Drew Jemison, and then an RBI single for Aaron Parker. His first knock as a pro makes it 2-1 Daytona as we go to the bottom of the sixth on the Dunedin Blue Jays Baseball Network. Want to wear the same hats your favorite DJs wear? Check out our brand new light blue alternate cap for the 2024 season. The hat is available in four styles: fitted, flex fit, adjustable, and youth adjustable. There are options for the whole family. Get your new alternate cap in-store at TD Ballpark or online at DunedinBlueJays.MILBStore.com. Looking for a fun group activity for your business, sports team, church group, or extended family? Look no further than a Dunedin Blue Jays game. We have spaces for any group from 15 people up to 200. Food and drink packages start at just $17 per person. Packages include a free video board shout-out and a personal attendant for your group space. For more information, visit DunedinBlueJays.com. We'll see you at TD Ballpark soon. Hey, DJs fans. Next time you're at TD Ballpark, be sure to stop by the Jays shop to stock up on Toronto and Dunedin Blue Jays hats, shirts, and novelty items. The store is open during all home games. Non-game day shopping is available by appointment. And don't forget, you can shop online anywhere in the world at any time by visiting DunedinBlueJays.MILBStore.com. We'll see you at the shop soon. Blue Jays now trail by just one. It's Daytona 2, DJs 1. Going to the bottom of the sixth, and Ryan Watson is back out there for the Jays. He'll face 2-3-4, a tall task in Daytona's lineup, starting with Carlos Sanchez. Left-handed batter. First pitch. Big swing comes up empty, and it's 0-1. RBI knock from Aaron Parker. Gets the Blue Jays on the board. His first pro game pitch. Misses low. One ball, one strike. Light's starting to take full effect now. As Watson kicks and deals. Sanchez takes a hair downstairs on a fastball. Two balls, one strike. Ryan at 68 pitches. He deals and misses down and outside. Three balls, one strike. You never want to walk the leadoff batter, but especially not in this inning. Deep in your outing. Watson in a good rhythm. Hasn't allowed a hit since the second when he allowed three. The pitch. Just misses up high. That's ball four, and there is a leadoff walk to Carlos Sanchez. Looked close. Sanchez is aboard for the third time tonight. Single in the first, walk in the third, now a walk in the sixth. Brings up Sammy Stafura. Jemison holding Sanchez over at first. And the first pitch to Stafura. Misses low and in. 1-0. An ambulance of some kind flies by. 1-0. Stafura takes down an outside. Two balls, no strikes. The sounds of Daytona, apparently. Mound visit here as Edward Duran comes out to chat with Watson as he's lost his command a little bit here in this sixth. Looking in the Blue Jays' bullpen, Nate Garko is up and tossing. Right-hander with a fastball that only reaches 88, but he has been really, really sharp lately. So it appears he's next up. Blue Jays hope it's in the seventh inning. 2-0 to Stafura. Misses inside. Three balls, no strikes. Ariel Almonte waits on deck. 3-0. In there, right down Broadway, called strike. 3-1. Stafura 0-2 tonight with a strikeout and a flyout. Blue Jays trying to keep the score 2-1 Daytona. Bottom six. Here's the 3-1. Stafura lays off a high fastball. It wasn't close. It's back-to-back walks to open the sixth inning. And that'll almost certainly prompt a mound visit from Corey Reardon. And here he comes. Blue Jays pitching coach wants to talk things over. Hey, talking about the sounds of Daytona, if you asked an average person, hey, what's the sound of Daytona? What do you think of sound-wise when you say Daytona Beach, Florida? I'm almost certain most sports fans would try to attempt to make a race car noise. Daytona International Speedway just down the way. As a squirrel climbs up the nets. We were talking about the nets that is situated in front of us, protecting us from foul balls, but not from squirrels, apparently. Jeff, the TrackMan operator, warned me, hey, there might be a squirrel that climbs up here. What do you know? There's now a squirrel on the roof. Maybe he wants to join the broadcast. Meeting is over. Blue Jays in a tough spot. Trailing 2-1, two on, no outs, and the league leader in homers, Ariel Almonte, at the plate. Almonte, 0-2. First pitch. Called strike, 0-1. If you listen closely there, I think I just heard a sound of Daytona. Motor engine of some kind. That might have been a motorcycle. Close enough. Watson gathers the sign, sets above the belt, fires, and misses off the outside edge. It's 1-1. Almonte with a whopping 17 homers, and he's got a chance to run away with this home run title. And the Florida State League. 1-1. A big home run hack and a miss. One ball, two strikes. Christian Feliz just placed on the 7-day IL for the Jays today. Hoping that's a brief stint for the slugger. So not only with Arias leaving, Feliz gone also leaves a hole in the Blue Jays lineup. The 1-2. Almonte lays off. Cutter just low and in. Two balls, two strikes. Almonte, much like Christian Feliz, also prone to the strikeout. One would be big here. Watson ready for the 2-2. It's on the way. And it misses outside. Runs it full, 3-2. And all of a sudden, Blue Jays are staring bases loaded, no outs, right in the face. And that might be Nate Garko's problem to handle. It's just about ready in the Blue Jays bullpen. In the meantime, Watson takes a breath. Here's the payoff. Swing and a miss. Strike three. Watson exclaims to himself. He's fired up. It's only out number one, but it's a big one. Almonte down on strikes. That'll bring up E. Smith Pineda. Jose Mayorga staying on the top step of the dugout. He's going to try and stretch Ryan as far as he'll go. 2-1 Daytona, men on first and second, one out, bottom six. First pitch to Pineda. A late swing, and a foul ball, 0-1. Sanchez, a good runner, off second base. He was caught stealing earlier. Sammy Stafora, also a quick mover at first. Here's the 0-1. Is a chopper to short? Could be two. Namala flips to second for one. Arnold the turn. It is two. 6-4-3. Roll it up. And Ryan Watson gets out of a jam. Two on. No out. He strikes out Almonte. And then induces a 6-4-3 twin killing. That's huge. Score remains 2-1 Daytona as we head to the seventh on the Dunedin Blue Jays Baseball Network.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Come out to TD Ballpark all summer long to check out the DJ's daily specials. Tuesdays are TD Tuesdays. Receive a free ticket and a box of popcorn voucher by visiting one of two Clearwater TD locations presented by TD Bank. Every Wednesday is $2 Wednesday. Hot dogs, popcorn, peanuts, and 12-ounce draft beers are all $2. Thursdays feature buy one, get one free margaritas. Celebrate Fridays with Bud Fridays, where select Budweiser products and neutral seltzers are 50% off. Saturdays are Junior J Saturdays, as kids run the bases after the game, and hot dogs are $2. Then on Sundays, kids 12 and under get in free with a Dunedin Downtown Merchant receipt, plus pregame catch on the field. There's something for everybody this season with the Dunedin Blue Jays. It's getting late in Daytona, and it's a one-run ball game. Blue Jays trail 2-1. Jose Montero back out for the top of the seventh for the Tortugas. First pitch to Manny Beltre, misses inside. He twists out of the way. It's 1-0. Montero piggybacking, sort of, Nick Sando, the starter. The 1-0. Beltre takes outside on a heater. Two balls, no strikes. Kaser just joining us. The Blue Jays got their lone run last inning in the sixth against Montero. The pitch. That one finds the corner. Fastball on the black. It's 2-1. RBI single from Aaron Parker. Welcome to the crew. Montero kicks and fires. And Manny takes a rip and a miss. Out ahead of a changeup there. Two balls, two strikes. Beltre calls time, steps out of the box. Adjusts his mint batting gloves. Steps back in. Montero from the wind. Takes a deep breath. Taking his time here. Kicks and fires. And Manny rips one foul. Look out towards the river. That one might be floating. Still two balls, two strikes. It is possible to hit a fair ball for a homer into the river, but it might take monstrous power. 2-2, check swing from Beltre. He held up. According to Austin Mayshak, runs it full, 3-2. Think of the best right-handed power hitter in Major League Baseball. That's who could hit it in the river. Aaron Judge, 3-2. Manny bounces one down to third. It's gloved by Sanchez. Stepping a throw to first is on the money. So Manny's out number one, 5-3. Brings up Jeyuni Munoz. Wind has shifted a little bit. It was blowing straight out to center earlier. Now it's kind of shading a bit more towards left. That's the usual wind pattern, according to Brendan Mentz, the voice of the Tortugas. First pitch to Jeyuni. Misses low and outside, ball one. It's Daytona 2, Blue Jays 1. First game of 7 this week. We'll play 2 tomorrow. 14 innings coming up. 1-0 misses outside. Two balls, no strikes. First pitch at 4 o'clock tomorrow. 5 o'clock, excuse me. 4 o'clock Central Time. 2-0 outside. Three balls, no strikes. Montero at 49 pitches. His 50th is the 3-0, and it misses upstairs. That's ball four. Jeyuni Munoz works a one-out walk, and the Blue Jays have the tying run aboard with one out in the seventh inning. Gene Joseph coming to the dish. Jays trail 2-1. And Gene has always been a guy this season that's had a flair for the dramatic. See if he can come through for the Jays. First pitch. Misses in on the hands, ball one. Blue Jays with one run on two hits, one error. Two runs on four hits, no errors for Daytona. Montero sets, fires, and Joseph lines it hard, deep to right. Pineda moving back. He looks up, and that ball's off the wall on the fly. Munoz chugging towards third. He gets the windmill, and now the stop sign as the relay throw to the plate was absolute money. Trey Faltine with a one-hopper strike to the plate off the throw from Pineda and right. Excellent throws on both ends that keeps Munoz at third, but Gene Joseph has a double. Munoz calls time off third base, trying to maybe catch his breath. And now a big spot becomes even bigger for the Jays. Go-ahead run on second base and Drew Jemison into the box. Righty on righty, first pitch. Drew lines it into the gap towards left center. Confidant over. He makes the catch. Munoz tags from third. The throw goes towards third. We've got a tie ball game courtesy of Drew Jemison. Sack fly knots the ball game at two in the seventh. In the process, Joseph tags and moves to third. He's safe. Blue Jays now have the go-ahead run 90 feet away. Two down for Bryce Arnold. First pitch. Fastball pops Connor Burns' mitt on the outside corner, called strike 0-1. Perhaps my favorite part of this stadium, a hand-operated scoreboard. Line score out and left. 0-1. Misses outside. One ball, one strike. Not something you see anymore. There are a few places in minor league baseball that do it. West Michigan comes to mind, of all places, up in high A. 1-1 is fouled off. Had a play behind home plate. One ball, two strikes. Blue Jays with a run in to not this ball game, but you don't want to stop here. Man on third base. Seventh inning. As the road team, you do not want to waste an opportunity. Here comes the 1-2. Arnold takes up high. The locals are restless here at Jackie Robinson Ballpark. Not mincing words with Tyler Vandewater. They thought that was strike three, and according to TrackMan, it was. But it's 2-2, the pitch. Check swing from Arnold, he went, and that is strike three. But not before the Blue Jays get back on the scoreboard and they tie this game. Munoz walks, Joseph doubles, Jemison brings home Munoz on a sack fly. And it's the Jays 2, Daytona 2, time to stretch. And Daytona, the Dunedin Blue Jays Baseball Network. Hey, DJs fans, next time you're at TD Ballpark, be sure to stop by the Jays shop to stock up on Toronto and Dunedin Blue Jays hats, shirts, and novelty items. The store is open during all home games. Non-game day shopping is available by appointment. And don't forget, you can shop online anywhere in the world at any time by visiting dunedinbluejays.milbstore.com. We'll see you at the shop soon.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Looking for a fun group activity for your business, sports team, church group, or extended family? Look no further than a Dunedin Blue Jays game. We have spaces for any group, from 15 people up to 200. Food and drink packages start at just $17 per person. Packages include a free video board shout-out and a personal attendant for your group space. For more information, visit DunedinBlueJays.com. We'll see you at TD Ballpark soon. We are tied up in Daytona, DJs 2, Daytona 2, and the Blue Jays go to the bullpen after six strong innings from Ryan Watson. It's Nate Garko from one indie baller to the next. Blue Jays acquisitions over the summer. Garko, the righty, will face 6-7-8 Daytona's lineup, starting with Connor Burns. He takes a first pitch strike on a curve, 0-1. Burns 1-for-2. Doubled and scored in the second, and then flied out to center in the fourth. The pitch, way out in front. Swing and a miss. Slider from Garko. 0-2. Numbers on Garko have been good. 3.72 ERA in six outings, 9 2/3 innings. He's allowed four earned runs. Three of them came in his first appearance in mop-up duty. Clearwater, 0-2, misses outside by a hair. Good call from Tyler Vandewater. One ball, two strikes. Garko from the stretch. The mustached righty deals. And Burns pops it up first base side. Drew Jemison doesn't have it. Sprinting into foul ground. It drops just foul. Oh, Blue Jays caught a break. That one almost blew back fair, and if that was the case, it was going to be extra bases for Burns. Jemison lost the ball in the lights. And Bryce Arnold didn't know where it was either. And now Arnold is going to toss his sunglasses towards the Blue Jays dugout. Bryce is going to hand him off to Ryan Watson. The sun is now very much set in Daytona. Lights have taken full effect. That first game at a new ballpark for a lot of these Blue Jays, that'll happen. Losing a ball in the lights. Still 1-2 on Burns. Garko fires and misses. Up and inside. So from here, it's just a tough angle to read pitches like that. Or it looked like it was pretty close, but when in all reality, it really wasn't. So 2-2 is looped down into left field for a base hit. Joseph over to fetch it near the line, and Burns takes a big round and stops at first with a leadoff single. It's that dropped pop-up, or the pop-up lost in the lights, does indeed come back to haunt the Jays. Leadoff man is aboard in the home seventh in a 2-2 ball game. Here's Malvin Valdez. 1-for-2 with an RBI single tonight. Righty on righty matchup. And the first pitch. He squares to bunt, gets it down. It's a beauty on the first base side, and it rolls foul. The rolls here are a little more predictable than most infields because drop it down on the turf, it's going to roll pretty true. So hitters don't get the random assist of a pebble pushing it one way or another. So it was a good bunt from Valdez, but it's strike one. So to be exact on Garko, his success lately. Last five outings, 7 2/3 innings, just one earned run, 13 strikeouts to one walk. A one pitch. Is a called strike. Breaking ball on the inside corner. 0-2. Talking about the hand-operated scoreboard out and left, they also have to push a button to light up the strikes and outs and balls. 0-2. Swing and a miss. Strike three. Valdez chased way out of the zone. He's down swinging for out number one. Brings up Jack Moss with the man on. Get to the final line on Ryan Watson here. Six innings, four hits, two earned runs, Three walks, five strikeouts. He will get a no decision. First pitch to Moss is fouled off. Look out in that big grandstand on the third base side. Hit right to somebody who is keeping score. Scoreboard or scorebook in one hand and now a foul ball in the other. It's very hard to keep score with a glove. Don't see that much. Throw over to first is late. Usually one or the other. And that fan did not bring a glove. 0-1 on Moss. He's 1-for-2 with an RBI single. The pitch. Misses down and outside. One ball, one strike. Moss was robbed of a hit by Gene Joseph on a nice diving catch in the fifth. So he's gone the opposite way towards left twice. Something to watch here. Here's the 1-1. Moss chases. Change up, low and outside. One ball, two strikes. Garko settles on the third base side of the slab. Has the sign. Sets. And delivers. And Moss lines it right at Arnold. Makes the catch. Throw to first. They double off Burns. He stumbled trying to go back. He probably would have been late either way. And the inning is over. Leadoff single erased. And Nate Garko works a scoreless seventh inning. We move to the eighth. Still tied at two on the Dunedin Blue Jays Baseball Network. Come out to TD Ballpark all summer long to check out the DJ's daily specials. Tuesdays are TD Tuesdays. Receive a free ticket and a box of popcorn voucher by visiting one of two Clearwater TD locations presented by TD Bank. Every Wednesday is $2 Wednesday. Hot dogs, popcorn, peanuts, and 12-ounce draft beers are all $2. Thursdays feature buy one, get one free margaritas. Celebrate Fridays with Bud Fridays, where select Budweiser products and neutral seltzers are 50% off. Saturdays are Junior J Saturdays, as kids run the bases after the game, and hot dogs are $2. Then on Sundays, kids 12 and under get in free with a Dunedin Downtown Merchant receipt, plus pregame catch on the field. There's something for everybody this season with the Dunedin Blue Jays.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
All knotted up at two as we head to the eighth. Jose Montero still out for Daytona. He'll square off against the top of the Blue Jays lineup, Aponte, Namala, and Parker here in the eighth. Thanks for joining us on your Tuesday night. Larry Larson in with you from Daytona Beach. Game number one of a seven-game set for the Jays on the road this week. Aponte climbs in 0-for-3, first pitch. He takes a called strike. Fastball on the outside, black, and it's 0-1. Blue Jays trailed this game early in the second as Daytona scored twice. 0-1. A slider misses down and outside. One ball, one strike. And Blue Jays eventually responded late. Lately, we should say. Run in the sixth, then an RBI knock from Parker, and then a sack fly in the seventh from Drew Jemison. Tied it up. The pitch is fouled off behind home plate. A ball and two strikes. Wind still pretty active, breezing out to center. As Montero gets a new baseball, kicks and fires. And Aponte takes a fastball high, just above letter height. He didn't chase. As much as that high heater can be tempting. See what Montero goes to on 2-2. And time is called by Aponte first. There is a right-hander warming for Daytona out in the bullpen. As Montero's at 62 pitches. His 2-2. Misses inside, runs it full, 3-2. Blue Jays' bullpen is quiet after Nate Garko worked a swift bottom of the seventh. Here's the payoff. It's chopped to shortstop. Stafforo rounds it, gloves it, throws to first in time. Out number one as Aponte is put out 6-3. Brings up Arjun Namala. Blue Jays 2, Daytona 2. Eighth inning. It's been a fun one. Arjun Namala's reached twice, once on a hit by pitch, once on a walk. He's 0 for 1. First pitch. Fastball called strike. No doubt about it. It's 0-1. Fastball at 90 there. We've seen it as high as 94 from Montero tonight. Not there. He's got the sign, the kick and the pitch. Namala lines it towards the corner and left. It drops foul. He was just out in front of the fastball there. Now it's 0-2. Namala just missed it. And when he barrels it up, man, just a sweet swing from a guy who's only 18 years old. Will be for the rest of the season. Turns 19 in October. 0-2. Namala taps this one down to third. Sanchez is there, picks it up, throw to first in time. Two ground ball outs for Jose Montero in the eighth. Base is empty for Aaron Parker. Still tied up at two. Looks like Montero is going to be able to finish this eighth, barring any two-out trouble. Parker has already made a difference in his first pro game. 1-for-3 with an RBI single. First pitch, fastball on the outside corner, taken for a called strike, 0-1. Parker, not very tall in stature at 5'9", 0-1, is driven into left. It's deep. Confidant is back on the track, makes the catch. Parker gave that ball a ride, came up just short, and the Blue Jays go down in order in the eighth. We go to the bottom half. It's still 2-2 on the Dunedin Blue Jays Baseball Network. Want to wear the same hats your favorite DJs wear? Check out our brand new light blue alternate cap for the 2024 season. The hat is available in four styles: fitted, flex fit, adjustable, and youth adjustable. There are options for the whole family. Get your new alternate cap in store at TD Ballpark or online at DunedinBlueJays.MILBStore.com. Looking for a fun group activity for your business, sports team, church group, or extended family? Look no further than a Dunedin Blue Jays game. We have spaces for any group from 15 people up to 200. Food and drink packages start at just $17 per person. Packages include a free video board shout-out and a personal attendant for your group space. For more information, visit DunedinBlueJays.com. We'll see you at TD Ballpark soon. Hey, DJs fans, next time you're at TD Ballpark, be sure to stop by the Jays shop to stock up on Toronto and Dunedin Blue Jays hats, shirts, and novelty items. The store is open during all home games. Non-game day shopping is available by appointment. And don't forget, you can shop online anywhere in the world at any time by visiting DunedinBlueJays.MILBStore.com. We'll see you at the shop soon. Daytona 2, Blue Jays 2, and the bottom of the eighth inning. Nate Garko trying to keep it that way. He's back out. He'll face Trey Fultine to open the inning, and the nine batter fouls the first pitch off. Out of play, 0-1. Garko allowed a leadoff single to Connor Burns. last inning in the seventh, but worked around it. A double play ended the inning. Jack Moss lined into it. 0-1. Faltine with a big wave and a whiff. 0-2. Burns stumbled as he tried to get back to the bag. On that line out to Bryce Arnold at second. Blue Jays got a gift there. 0-2 to Faltine. He takes up high. On a fastball, a little extra zip from Garko that one. One ball, two strikes. Garko gathers the sign, sets and fires. And Faltine waves and misses through the breaker. Second strikeout for Nate Garko is out number one in the bottom of the eighth. Here's the top of the lineup in Yerlin Confidant. Confidant 0 for 3. He struck out twice and grounded out once. Left-handed batter, right-handed tosser, first pitch. Swing and a miss. A big swing at that from Confidant. Way out in front of it. Garko's off-speed has just been electric. For a guy who only throws about 88. The pitch, another swing and a miss. That time he went to the fastball. Changing speeds effectively. That's what Garko does. That's what got him signed. He sets for the 0-2, and here it is. Swing and a foul tip. Strike three. Back-to-back punch-outs for Nate Garko to open the home eighth. Two down for Carlos Sanchez. Sanchez has reached all three times tonight. Two walks and a single. Lefty on righty. First pitch to the left-handed batter is swung on and missed. A lot of whiffs from Garko. Again, when you've got a guy that maybe doesn't have a fastball that can be overpowering, it throws guys off. 0-1. It is sprayed foul the opposite way. Out of play, and it's 0-2. Garko with two strikeouts, strike away from punching out the side. Here's the 0-2, swing and a miss. He got him. Nate Garko, uno, dos, adios. The inning is over. Four strikeouts for Nate tonight as he continues to be effective. He keeps this game tied at two as we head to the ninth on the Dunedin Blue Jays Baseball Network. Don't go anywhere.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Come out to TD Ballpark all summer long to check out the DJ's daily specials. Tuesdays are TD Tuesdays. Receive a free ticket and a box of popcorn voucher by visiting one of two Clearwater TD locations presented by TD Bank. Every Wednesday is $2 Wednesday. Hot dogs, popcorn, peanuts, and 12-ounce draft beers are all $2. Thursdays feature buy one, get one free margaritas. Celebrate Fridays with Bud Fridays, where select Budweiser products and neutral seltzers are 50% off. Saturdays are Junior J's Saturdays, as kids run the bases after the game, and hot dogs are $2. Then on Sundays, kids 12 and under get in free with a Dunedin Downtown Merchant receipt, plus pregame catch on the field. There's something for everybody this season with the Dunedin Blue Jays. We are on to the ninth at Jackie Robinson Ballpark in Daytona. This one has been a treat. Blue Jays 2, Daytona 2. First game of 7 here this week. Tortugas go back to the bullpen for Drew Pestka, the big right-hander. Has a 6.75 ERA in just 4 outings, 5 and a thirds innings, 4 earned runs. The first pitch to Edward Duran is foul tipped. Into the mid of Connor Burns, 0-1. 4-5-6 here for the Jays. 0-1 pitch. Duran takes a heater outside. 1-1. 96 there from Pesca. Sure looks the part. Big man on the bump. He kicks and fires. And Duran lays off speed that time. 2-1. Pesca at 6'5", 225. 2-1. Duran mashes it on the ground to third. Sanchez scoops it up, sidearm to first. High, but in time as Moss brings it down. One away. Brings up Manny Beltre. He's hitless tonight and three cracks at it. Manny's got four homers this season. One here wouldn't be too bad. 2-2 tie, top of the ninth. First pitch. It is a called strike. Slider on the corner. 0-1. Pesca, a native of Carbondale, Illinois. Pitch swung on and missed. 0-2. Pesca stayed close to home for his college ball. Signed out of John A. Logan Junior College in Carbondale. Just down the road from Southern Illinois University. Salukis. Here's the 0-2. Beltre fights it foul. Got a piece of the fastball. Still 0-2. Maybe you don't know where Carbondale is. It's pretty much as far south in Illinois as you can go. 0-2. Misses up and outside. 1-2. If you drive a little bit to the west, you're in Missouri. If you drive about 45 minutes south, you're in Kentucky. The 1-2. Beltre rolls it through the middle for a base hit. Blue Jays have the go-ahead run on with one out in the ninth. Beltre back in the hit column. Brings up Jeuni Munoz. Munoz reached on a walk and came in to score the game's tying run in the seventh. So here we are, 2-2 in the ninth. Righty on righty, first pitch to Munoz. Broken bat floater, shallow right, long run for Moss. It dropped fair. Rolls into foul territory. Beltre holds up at second. And Munoz is safe on a little duck snort single. Sometimes it's better to be lucky than good. Munoz needed a little bit of luck there. Couldn't have placed that ball any better. That'll bring up Gene Joseph, who doubled off the wall in right center his last time. Another doubled here would give the Blue Jays the lead. Knotted up at two in the ninth. Pesca from the stretch in a wide set stance now brings the hands together. Here's his first pitch. Joseph swings away and fights it foul behind home plate. Fastball at 96. 0-1, time called. Connor Burns wants to talk things over, maybe going over signs with the man on second base. On a small sample size for Pesca, and just looking at the pure stuff with the fastball, got the potential to be electric, but sometimes for those guys, the struggle is developing a breaking ball, something to change speeds with. When you're here in the pros, you got a lot of resources to do that. But there are a lot of guys like Pesco who maybe are still trying to develop those secondaries at this level. Meeting is over. 0-1 to Gene. Check swing, called strike. 0-2. Double play ball could get Pesca out of the jam. Beltre takes his lead off second. Munoz not being held over at first. He's got a big lead. The 0-2 to Joseph. It swung on and missed, strike three. Oh, man, that was gas. Challenged him on the high heater. Joseph could not catch up. It's out number two. So it's up to Drew Jemison, who's been very productive tonight. Double off the wall in the left field corner in the sixth. Game-tying sack fly in the seventh. He's going to need a hit here to give the Blue Jays the lead. First pitch. He takes a called strike, 0-1. Drew with just one run driven in. That was tonight. A pause. And the 0-1 pitch. Jemison lays off that fastball. Some oohs and ahs from the crowd on that heater. Pesca nods, sets on the center of the rubber. Here's the 1-1. Jemison lays off the fastball. Two balls, one strike. Jemison, a guy who had a lot of success as a hitter in college. His power has surged as a pro. Hit over 10 homers in indie ball just a few months this summer. 2-1. Misses off the low outside corner, off speed from Pesca. The slider couldn't find the corner. Maybe he did find the corner. Maybe it's the umpire who couldn't find it. Here comes the 3-1. Jemison cuts and misses. Oh, got challenged on the fastball. That runs it full now, 3-2. Beltre, the go-ahead run on second base. Munoz and Turrence over on first. Fans start to come to life at Jackie Robinson Ballpark. Jemison chokes up with two strikes. Payoff pitch. Fouled off. We'll do it again. Drew digs up some dirt back of the right-handed batter's box. Single would give the Blue Jays the lead. 2-2 in the ninth with two outs, two on. Another payoff pitch. Misses upstairs. It's ball four, and they are loaded up. The baton is passed to Bryce Arnold now. Beltre to third, Munoz up to second. Arnold into the box, 0-for-3 with two strikeouts. Chance to put the Blue Jays on top on the road. It's 2-2 in the ninth. First pitch, called strike. Well-placed fastball on the corner. 0-1. Bryce has driven in 25 runs on the year. Not including the handful he had in AAA. 0-1. Swing and a foul ball. Out of play on the first base side. It's 0-2. This crowd is going to go nuts if Pesca can get out of this. And that's a whole lot of momentum and energy you do not want to give the home team when you're on the road in a tie ball game. Beltre dances off third base. Pesca with the pause and the 0-2 pitch. Swing and a miss, strike three. Pesca pumped it by him, and the Blue Jays leave the bases full at the top of the ninth. We go to the bottom of the ninth, still tied up, two apiece. The Dunedin Blue Jays Baseball Network. Hey, DJs fans, next time you're at TD Ballpark, be sure to stop by the Jays Shop to stock up on Toronto and Dunedin Blue Jays hats, shirts, and novelty items. The store is open during all home games. Non-game day shopping is available by appointment. And don't forget, you can shop online anywhere in the world at any time by visiting DunedinBlueJays.MILBStore.com. We'll see you at the shop soon.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Looking for a fun group activity for your business, sports team, church group, or extended family? Look no further than a Dunedin Blue Jays game. We have spaces for any group, from 15 people up to 200. Food and drink packages start at just $17 per person. Packages include a free video board shout-out and a personal attendant for your group space. For more information, visit DunedinBlueJays.com. We'll see you at TD Ballpark soon. Bottom of the ninth inning in Daytona. It's the Blue Jays 2, Tortugas 2. Nate Garko hoping to get this game two extras. He'll face 3-4-5 in Daytona's lineup. Sammy Sefura, Ariel Almonte, and E. Smith Pineda. Garko struck out the side last inning. He has been effective. Two scoreless so far. First pitch to Sefura. Fastball called strike, and it's 0-1. DeFora's 0 for 2. He did draw a walk his last time. That was in the sixth. The pitch is tapped foul at home plate. Back towards the Daytona Tortugas logo, etched in the turf. 0-2. Blue Jays with some fresh arms in the bullpen, some fresh faces. 0-2. Sails high, one ball, two strikes. So even though Garko is relatively new to affiliated ball, he's one of the more experienced guys in this Blue Jays bullpen right now. Bo Bonds unavailable tonight, as is Irv Carter. 1-2, check swing on a pitch in the dirt. And he held up. Two balls, two strikes. So the Blue Jays just trying to save their arms for tomorrow's doubleheader, where you got to get through 14 innings. Doesn't really matter who gets the outs as long as you get them. 2-2. Swing and a miss. He got him. Garko back at it again with that changeup. Oh, so nasty. 5 Ks for Garko tonight. He had 6 in his last outing, which, by the way, ties the most for a Blue Jays reliever in a single outing this season. He's on his way there tonight. Ariel Almonte into the box now, and this is scary. First pitch. The lefty takes a called strike, and it's 0-1. If there's anybody you could pick to hit a walk-off homer, 2-2 tie, bottom nine, Almonte might be your guy. League leader with 17 homers. The 0-1. A check swing. He lays off the changeup. One ball, one strike, one out, base is empty. Almonte, 0 for 3. The pitch swings through that changeup. Pulled the string on him. Goodness. Swung out of his shorts. So it's 1-2. Garko toes the third base side. Sets. And delivers. Comebacker, hop to the shortstop, Namala. He fields, throws to first in time. Credit the scouting report for out number 2. Namala was perfectly positioned. 2 down. Now it's up to E. Smith Pineda if Daytona wants to win this before extras. 2-2 tie, bottom nine. Base is empty for Pineda. First pitch. Ball low and outside. It's 1-0. Blue Jays left the bases loaded at the top of this ninth inning, hoping to get away with it. 1-0. On the corner for a called strike. Outside part of the plate. Fastball there. 1-1. Pineda reached on a hit-by-pitch in the fourth. Outside of that, 0-2 rolled into a double play in the sixth. The pitch. Down, check swing. Did he go? No swing, says Austin Mayshek. Field umpire. Listen to this crowd getting into it. 2-1. Misses low. Oh. By a tick. Over the plate, but down. It's a really good take from Pineda. Now it's a 3-1 count. Got to be careful here. Pitch on the way. Misses in the dirt. That's ball four. And the winning run is aboard for Daytona with two outs in the ninth. Brings up Connor Burns. And he is swinging a hot stick tonight. Corey Reardon will come out for a visit. Burns, 2-for-3. Not a guy known for his bat. He does have 7 homers, 34 runs driven in. He's pretty much an everyday guy for the Tortugas. Just a meeting with the battery here, Reardon, Duran, and Garko. Eliandro Alcalde is up in the Blue Jays bullpen. Not throwing, just up, literally. Standing with his hands on his hips. Kind of waiting on the call to start warming up. Meeting is over. Here we go. Burns the righty into the box. And Pineda, good runner, being held at first by Jemison, representing the winning run. First pitch. Fastball just misses off the corner. Also a bit high. It's 1-0. 2-2 in the bottom of the ninth. Garko's 1-0 pitch. It swung on and missed. Fastball on the corner. Drew the whiff. 1-1. Arnold, the second baseman, positioned up the middle, playing to pull for the righty Burns. Beltre guarding the line at third. Here's the 1-1. Swing and a foul tip. To Duran's mitts. 1-2. Garko a strike away from getting the ball game two extras. Burns calls time, steps out of the box. Pace is back in, taps the plate twice as Garko gathers the sign. And he chucks the 1-2 pitch. Swing and a miss, he got him. Ryan Garko's fired up and for good reason. He's got 6 strikeouts in 3 scoreless innings to keep the ball game tied. Blue Jays 2, Daytona 2. We will have free baseball coming up next on the Dunedin Blue Jays Baseball Network. Come out to TD Ballpark all summer long to check out the DJ's daily specials. Tuesdays are TD Tuesdays. Receive a free ticket and a box of popcorn voucher by visiting one of 2 Clearwater TD locations presented by TD Bank. Every Wednesday is $2 Wednesday. Hot dogs, popcorn, peanuts, and 12-ounce draft beers are all $2. Thursdays feature buy one, get one free margaritas. Celebrate Fridays with Bud Fridays, where select Budweiser products and neutral seltzers are 50% off. Saturdays are Junior J Saturdays, as kids run the bases after the game, and hot dogs are $2. Then on Sundays, kids 12 and under get in free with a Dunedin Downtown Merchant receipt, plus pregame catch on the field. There's something for everybody this season with the Dunedin Blue Jays.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Extra innings in Daytona tonight. It's the Blue Jays 2 and the Daytona Tortugas 2. Drew Pesca is back out there for Daytona after he got in a bases-loaded jam in the ninth inning and struck himself out of it. Got two strikeouts to leave him loaded, keep the ball game tied. Bryce Arnold is the automatic runner on second base. Blue Jays have the top of the order up, starting with Joan Helipunte. First pitch. Misses low and outside, ball one. Ponte has had a tough night at the office. 0 for 4. Two ground outs, a strikeout, and a flyout. 1-0 pitch. Misses outside. Ponte didn't chase the fastball. Two balls, no strikes. Pesca walked a batter in the ninth. His command at times can be spotty. Here's the 2-0. Ponte takes all the way and watches a fastball paint the black on the outside corner. 2-1. Arnold, a good runner off second base. Trey Faltin nearby holding him on as Pesca sets in a close stance and chucks. And Aponte lines it shallow center. It's down for a hit. Arnold rounds third, and the ball gets by Valdez. It's going to keep on rolling all the way to the wall. Aponte motors towards third. He gets the stop sign there. Thank you very much. Blue Jays take the lead in the 10th. Three, two, Jays in the home crowd has fallen silent. We'll have to see how that one scored. But either way, here's Arjun Damala with a man on third base, infield in, first pitch. Swing and a foul back, 0-1. If that ball stays in front of Valdez, it's a straight single, and it's ruled a triple. So Valdez just misplayed it, but no error. Pitch to Damala. Sails high. One ball, one strike. But regardless of how you score it, that is a miscue. Even if it's not an error. 1-1. Damala lines it into the gap in left center. Confidant makes a running catch. Shoestring catch. Aponte does tag up from third base. He scores standing. Arjun Damala gets the job done. And there's that key second run for the Jays. Make it 4-2 in the 10th. Follows out number one. Brings up Aaron Parker with the bases empty. So now if you're the Blue Jays, obviously you're not thinking ahead too much, but we are. So looking ahead to the bottom of the 10th. First pitch to Parker. Called strike and it's 0-1. Connor Burns will be the automatic runner. Now it's his spot. Will he be the automatic runner? Likely. A one, check swing, foul back, and it's 0-2 on Parker. And Daytona's bench doesn't have a ton of speed. So not many options there. And you want to keep your catcher in there if all possible. So it'll be Valdez, Moss, and Faltin, lower third. 0-2 is mashed foul. First base side, out of play. Still 0-2 on Parker. 1-for-4 in his pro debut. RBI single in the sixth. This is the Blue Jays' first run. Now the Jays lead 4-2. Top of the 10th inning. Pesca's next 0-2. Misses high and outside. One ball, two strikes. Pesca certainly a strikeout pitcher. Blue Jays able to knock him around for a bit of contact here. Now the 1-2 is ripped on and missed, strike three. Trusty fastball from Pesca, got by Parker. And there's two down now, nobody on for Edward Duran. Blue Jays with two runs in here in the 10th. It's a 4-2 advantage. And And looking out the Blue Jays bullpen, it's going to be Eliander Alcalde to try and nail this thing down. First pitch to Edward. Ball outside, 1-0. Looking at that bottom of Daytona's lineup. Between the three batters due up, two hits tonight, 1-0. Splits the plate, called strike. Fastball got over there. It's 1-1. Pesca has the sign and delivers and misses low and outside. Yanked the fastball. 2-1. Daytona has just not been good in extra innings this season. Homer road hasn't mattered a ton. The pitch misses in. Three balls, one strike. That was something that haunted them last week. On the road at Jupiter. On the road is one thing, but at home losing an extra is 3-1. Misses upstairs. It's ball four. So Edward Duran reaches with two outs and a walk. Brings up Manny Beltre. There's nobody going in Daytona's bullpen. So it's going to be up to Pesca here to get out of this inning. Now, we don't want to look ahead by any means, but extras have not been kind to the Tortugas. First pitch to Beltre. Misses high, ball one. Blue Jays 4, Tortugas 2, top of the 10th. Thanks for sticking with us a little bit later than usual. Daytona 4-9 in extra innings this season. 1-0. Misses outside and gets by Burns, but not far enough. Duran stays put at first. Daytona went a brutal 2-7 in extras in the first half. Here in the second half, they've already matched their first half total in extra innings wins. They're 2-2. Time called. Burns wants to see about Pesca. Make sure the big right-hander's doing all right. Some stretching going now in Daytona's pen, but it's going to be a while before anybody's ready. Two outs, 2-0 count on Beltre. Duran on first. Blue Jays trying to add on to their 4-2 lead. The pitch. Manny with a big swing and a foul tip into Burns' mitt. It's 2-1. Pesca reads the sign. Excuse me. Oof. Need some water this time of night. 2-1. It's called strike two. Two balls, two strikes. Pesca probably thinking, man, I could use some water. Long 10th inning. He scoops up the rosin bag, flips it around a little bit, settles onto the rubber. Duran being held by Moss. Likely won't go here. And the 2-2. Fouled off. We'll do it again. Beltre battling. If Manny's eyes have ventured over to the video board and left, it's got Edward Duran's name and headshot up there, but Manny's stats. Edward Duran probably enjoying that because there's four homers there. 2-2 is slowly rolled to shortstops. Tafura takes it and flips to second in time for the Forest. Duran is out number three. The inning is over, but not before the Blue Jays score not once but twice. RBI triple from Aponte and a sack fly from Namala. It's 4-2 Jays. Last chance for the Tortugas coming up next. Eliander Alcalde coming on out of the Blue Jays bullpen. Want to wear the same hats your favorite DJs wear? Check out our brand new light blue alternate cap for the 2024 season. The hat is available in four styles: fitted, flex fit, adjustable, and youth adjustable. There are options for the whole family. get your new alternate cap in-store at TD Ballpark or online at DunedinBlueJays.MILBStore.com. Looking for a fun group activity for your business, sports team, church group, or extended family? Look no further than a Dunedin Blue Jays game. We have spaces for any group, from 15 people up to 200. Food and drink packages start at just $17 per person. Packages include a free video board shout-out and a personal attendant for your group space. For more information, visit DunedinBlueJays.com. We'll see you at TD Ballpark soon. Hey, DJs fans. Next time you're at TD Ballpark, be sure to stop by the Jays shop to stock up on Toronto and Dunedin Blue Jays hats, shirts, and novelty items. The store is open during all home games. Non-game day shopping is available by appointment. And don't forget, you can shop online anywhere in the world at any time by visiting DunedinBlueJays.MILBStore.com. We'll see you at the shop soon. Blue Jays offense has held up their half, and now it's time for Eleandro Alcalde and the defense to try and close this thing out. Blue Jays 4, Daytona 2. Bottom of the 10th inning, and Alcalde is on out of the bullpen. Connor Burns is the automatic runner on second base, and Alcalde will square off against Malvin Valdez, Jack Moss, and Trey Faltine. Here, the lower third of the order. Time called as a pitch clock issue pops up. Gives us a moment to mention Alcalde's numbers. 3.77 ERA in 24 outings, 43 innings. One of the Blue Jays' most frequently used relievers this season. First pitch to Valdez. Misses low and away. Sliding stop from Duran behind the plate. One and zero. Valdez 1-for-3 tonight with an RBI knock. The pitch is popped up on the infield. Namala backpedals on the edge of the outfield. Grass makes the catch. One out. Brings up Jack Moss. Blue Jays 4, Daytona 2, bottom of the 10th inning. Burns still on second base, and Jack Moss climbs in. He also had an RBI single in the second. First pitch, rip and a miss, 0-1. Alcalde primarily fastball slider for the Jays. Fastball in the low to mid-90s. Here's his 0-1. Moss lines it foul into the screen. Eleander's out ahead, 0-2. Alcalde, one of the guys the Blue Jays have used as a closer this season, although you'd be hard-pressed to really anoint any one guy with that title throughout the season. Kai Peterson was somewhat that, but then he got pretty quickly promoted. 0-2. Misses outside to Moss. One ball, two strikes. Alcalde's last outing was a long one. Three innings, one earned run against Fort Myers last week. Helped the Blue Jays eat some innings and extras. The 1-2. Moss fouls it off. He's battling. Sails over the seats on the third base side. Still 1-2. Alcalde with long blue socks. Rolls his shoulders before he comes set. Kicks and deals. And Moss shoots it foul again. The battle continues. Alcalde gets a fresh pearl. Stands at 6 foot. He kicks and fires. And misses in the dirt. Duran snares it. Two balls, two strikes. Moss not getting over eager. That's maybe what you'd expect from a veteran SEC hitter. Even in this spot, his team down by two, 4-2, bottom of the 10th. Sometimes those jitters get the best of you. Not here for Moss quite yet. 2-2. Fouled off. Fastball in on the hands. Just got a piece of it. Still two balls, two strikes. Alcalde on the other side of things. I'll turn 21 coming up next week. 20 years old. August 9th birthday. Native of Valencia, Venezuela. Another 2-2. Is fouled off. First base side. A long battle between Moss and Alcalde. The longer these at-bats go, the more they favor the hitter. Especially against relievers. Guys whose repertoires aren't quite as deep as starting pitchers. So Moss has probably seen it all from Meleander. See what he dials up on the next 2-2. Here it is. Fouled off down the left field line. Fades into the bullpen. Wow. What an AB from Moss. Tenth pitch of the AB coming up. Alcalde nods at Duran and steps off. Wipes some sweat off his brow, and who can blame him? Working hard on Jack Moss with one out in the bottom of the 10th. Burns takes his lead off second. Namala nearby to hold him on. Pitch number 11 is slapped down the left field line again. Foul again. Wow. Moss without a homer. He's driven in 12 RBIs. Trying to win this battle with Alcalde. How about another 2-2 pitch? Here it is. Misses upstairs. Airmailed Duran. Then that allows Burns to move to third. Runs the count full. 3-2. Walk here wouldn't be the end of the world, frankly. Put the game-ending double play in order. Here's the payoff pitch. Moss with another foul ball, feeling generous on the souvenirs. What a battle. One of the longest ABs you will ever see. Pitch number 13 coming up between Alcalde and Moss. Here it is. It's cracked in the air. Medium depth to left. Joseph makes the catch. Burns tags from third. The throw to the plate is a little bit offline. So Moss gets the job done, but that battle ends with an out. If you're the Blue Jays, you will take that any day of the week and twice on Sunday. We'll trade an out for a run. So it comes down to Trey Faltine. Blue Jays lead trimmed down to 3-2 now. 4-2 now. No, let's try again. Third try's the charm. 4-3 in the 10th. First pitch to Faltine. Misses up. Late night. It's only Tuesday. Basically Monday. Minor League Baseball. Here comes the 1-0. Faltine takes air outside. Awfully close. Just a bit up. 2-0. Faltine 0-3. The pitch. Check swing, and that time it's a strike. It's 2-1. Blue Jays an out away from getting back over 500 in the second half. 2-1. Faltine taps it to short. Namala charges, has it. Throw to first. In time. Ball game over. Blue Jays win game one in extra innings. 4-3, the final in 10. A gritty, gutsy performance from the DJs tonight. They trailed 2-0 in the second inning. They scratched back into it late. RBI single from Aaron Parker in the sixth. Sac fly from Drew Jemison tied it in the seventh. Nate Garko with three scoreless innings of relief and six strikeouts. And then two runs at the top of the 10th. And that second run proves to be huge. RBI triple from Aponte and then a sac fly from Arjun Namala. Blue Jays take game one of seven this week in Daytona. 4-3 the final. Back with the totals after this on the Dunedin Blue Jays Baseball Network. Want to wear the same hats your favorite DJs wear? Check out our brand new light blue alternate cap for the 2024 season. The hat is available in four styles: fitted, flex fit, adjustable, and youth adjustable. There are options for the whole family. Get your new alternate cap in-store at TD Ballpark or online at DunedinBlueJays.MILBStore.com.
Watch me now!
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
DJs fans, take advantage of one of our many ticket packages for the 2024 season. Options include the four-game Flex Pack. Purchase four or more games and receive a discounted ticket rate. The Bands and Brews Flex Pack includes a ticket and drink voucher for between 5 and 12 Friday home games, as well as a Dunedin Blue Jays pint glass, starting at less than $32. Just want to catch one game? Single game tickets start at just $8 online. For more information on tickets, visit DunedinBlueJays.com. Back in Daytona to put the finishing touches on this one, a game one victory for the Blue Jays on the road at Daytona. Here are the final totals. First for the victorious Dunedin Blue Jays. They score four runs on three hits. We're all over the place. I think it's time to go to bed here pretty soon after this. Blue Jays score four runs on six hits, commit one error, and leave eight men on base. For Daytona, three runs on five hits, no errors, and four left. The winning pitcher is Ryan Garko. A hard-earned win for him. Three shutout innings of relief, complete with six strikeouts. Excellent. The loss goes to Drew Pestka, as he allowed one earned run, two runs total, and two innings of work, left the bases loaded in the bottom of the ninth, but allowed two runs in the tenth that would decide the game. Pestka is 1-1. Garko is 1-0. Eliandro Alcalde gets the save for only allowing the placed runner to score in the bottom of the tenth inning on a sac fly. Outside of that, Alcalde did not allow a base runner. With the win, the Blue Jays are 15-14. They're 49-46 overall, while Daytona drops to 46-48. They are 15-13 in the second half of the season. Let's take a look elsewhere around the Florida State League out-of-town scoreboard. Starting with a postponement in Lakeland, Flying Tigers in Tampa did not play tonight after the stadium was struck by lightning. It zapped the scoreboard and the broadcast technology in Lakeland. So regards to our man Joe Puccio over there, who's got to deal with some troubleshooting now. My goodness. I hope everything gets resolved. But no baseball in Lakeland tonight. They're in the bottom of the eighth in Fort Myers. St. Lucie leads 2-0 over the Mighty Muscles. Oh, man. So Fort Myers in first place. St. Lucie, lowly in last place over in the East, a few outs away from nailing down a game one win. Final in 10 innings from Palm Beach, Bradenton wins it 3-1 over the Cardinals. Final in just six innings between Clearwater and Jupiter. Jupiter wins 7-3 over the Threshers. That's the out-of-town scoreboard around the Florida State League. How about the Toronto Blue Jays system tonight? Starting with AAA Buffalo on the road at Worcester. And they trail 10-6 in the top of the eighth inning. Vancouver, with some freshly minted Canadians, hosts Tri-City for game one of a six-game series at the Nat at 10:05 Eastern Time. DSL Blue Jays season continuing. They win today over the DSL White Sox 3-2, while AA New Hampshire falls they win 6-0 over Binghamton on the road to open their series this week. Big League Club did a whole lot of trading today. In terms of the on-field action, what happened? Well, Baltimore leads 6-2 in the top of the ninth in Game 3 of the series there. They played a doubleheader last night at Game 3 of the set, not going the Jays' way, trailing 6-2, top nine on the road. Looking ahead to tomorrow's action between these two clubs here in Daytona Beach, Florida, we'll play 14 innings. It's a scheduled doubleheader tomorrow, making up for the rainout that we had in Dunedin last month. So the Blue Jays will be the home team for one of the games tomorrow. Which one? Our apologies, but I don't know. We'll find out tomorrow. Jorge Bautista going for the Jays in Game 1, to be announced in Game 2. Nestor Laurent goes for Daytona in Game 1. Adrian Herrera in Game 2. We'll get started at 5 o'clock. 5 o'clock sharp, first pitch, with our coverage beginning at 4:45 Eastern Time with the Eddie's Bar and Grill pregame show. That does it for our coverage tonight from Jackie Robinson Ballpark in Daytona. For everybody back at TD Ballpark in Dunedin, Florida, this is Larry Larson saying thank you so much for joining us on your Tuesday night, and we hope you can join us again tomorrow night. One more time, the final score. Jays win it in 10, 4-3 over Daytona. This has been a presentation of the Dunedin Blue Jays Baseball Network. So long, everybody.